On your last assignment, I asked that you choreograph a stage dance for a live audience. Everyone put in some good ideas, and I was entertained and impressed all around. Great job. Now we're getting into screen dancing, which is very different. Screen dancing is a routine that is made specifically to be shown on a screen, like television or movies. When trying to map these steps, we have to ask what the difference is and how it will impact the decisions we make in order to enhance the audience's experience. Consider it for a moment. During the filming of a movie, is it just a camera working around people on stage? I mean, there are recordings of stage performances, but normal movies aren't like that at all. Movies can speed up time, slow it down, have actors fading in or out of scenes, or time skip forward before having a flashback without too much trouble. These techniques are unique to filming in that they can't be replicated during a live performance on stage. However, they can be performed in a screen dance. Now, we'll look closer at these ideas a bit later in the lecture, but for now, you should be thinking of ways to incorporate a choreographed dance into a filmed project without having it be a simple recording of a stage play. Yes?
But don't the dancers end up missing something? I'm a dancer, and the audience's reactions, the applauses or gasps, it energizes me. And my teammates, it's inspiring.
I can see where you're coming from, and screen dance isn't necessarily for everyone. It's closer to acting in that you play your part a few times in front of the cameras and wait until the final production is released to see how other people will receive your performance. Some dancers may be reluctant to join because they're used to performing live and thrive on the instant recognition. However, there are some other ways a dancer can reach out to an audience through screen dance. Due to the camera being able to clearly capture their faces during close to mid-range shooting, a dancer can completely change the mood or intensity of a scene through their facial expressions. In a live stage show, only the front row may be able to see a dancer's face clearly enough for that.
Is there anything we should know specifically? I mean, I've never used anything more powerful than a cell phone to take videos or, you know, using Vine to splice together a video.
Don't worry. I'll be giving you cameras that are pretty basic. They're simple to operate, and if you have trouble, they come with an instruction manual. The film editing software will become familiar to you in the next few days, as we'll be going to the computer lab later to introduce you to it and show you the ropes. Students from the film department have also been invited to work with us, so you may have the opportunity to be paired with someone who is familiar with the tech. In the end, the dances and choreography will be your own responsibility.
What kind of techniques are good on the screen?
On the screen. First, you film the dancer moving off the screen several times. Then you take that film and splice it together, timing it to look like the dancer is meeting themselves in the middle of the screen, or like they're dancing with themselves. This kind of thing can't be done in live performances unless you're lucky enough to have twins or triplets in the cast. Another technique involves CGI, or just superimposing the images, since you likely won't have time to render anything. You can impose an image, like a tiger or fire, and have the dancer leap over or through it to dramatic effect without actually being in danger.
That sounds pretty cool. But why would anyone pay to see a live performance if they can just watch on a computer? What if live plays were replaced by screen dance?
I can understand your concern, but the presentation, the atmosphere is completely different. You can never replace the kind of drama that live performance can give. The immediacy of it, the threat that something will go wrong, the tension of real people in front of you. However, screen dance allows for a greater exposure in the mass population. People can watch in their homes or in cinema. While tickets to see a play may cost upward of $40 to $200, depending on the theater, a cinema ticket is usually less than $10. It lets families attend who would be too poor to otherwise see these stories these dances. And hey, if someone finds out they love dance after watching a musical movie, there's a great chance they'll be moved enough to see it performed live.